I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
All right, good to be with you here on a Tuesday. Gator's out. He'll be back tomorrow talking some Lions here as we get set for what is a massive, massive game-changing, perception-changing type football game Sunday against the LA Rams. You heard from Jared Goff in the first hour. Talked a little bit about how they've kind of adopted the attitude, if we keep scoring, they can't beat us. And, it's not what they want. He talked about that later in the interview, said, look, we want to play ahead. We hope our defense gets as many stops. But you can see sometimes during a game that it's going to be one of these shootout type games. And it feels like they're well equipped to win those type of games. But I'm not sure the Rams is the type of team that you want to keep getting into shootouts with. I guess they aren't going to keep getting into them. They just got to do it once and win the game. And maybe their defense, maybe pressure the quarterback enough. And, the Rams have done a better job protecting Stafford than the Cowboys have protecting Dak Prescott when it comes to pressure rate, how often you get pressured on dropbacks. So, you're talking about, can they make Stafford uncomfortable and force some turnovers? 248-539-9797. Is this a sustainable way to win in the NFL? And if they win this game, do you feel like your perception of this season? Because I got to tell you, if they beat the Rams, I think we can talk about maybe being right back there in the mix as a Super Bowl contender. I look at it every year that there's no guarantees, right? There's a pool of teams when you go into the postseason. Who's amongst the pool of teams that really has a legitimate shot to win it all? And that's not every playoff team. But if they beat the Rams, it feels like the Lions will be back in that pool of teams that can win the whole thing. 248-539-9797.
So obviously the Lions, we think they're going to lean on their offense, and they have the firepower to do so. The injuries in the back half of the defense makes the defense, I don't think they're going to be a shutdown defense for the rest of the year. But what they can do is come up with timely turnovers and takeaways. And that's, I think that's what they need to lean on is, obviously you want pressure on the quarterback, but you force them to make bad throws, force fumbles, momentum changes. I think that's where the defense needs to focus on, because they're just not going to be that shut you down three and out every time they, the other team gets on the field, especially with a team like the Rams too. So I think those timely turnovers, it's kind of like timely hitting in baseball, Doug. I don't need 10 hits, but if you give me 4 hits when runners are in scoring position, that's the difference.
Yeah, which is hard to, figure out how you dial those things up, but yes. They got to find a way to turn over Stafford, who's been taking care of the football this year. And the Rams are looking strong as hell. Lions got a little bit of a brief rest, finally, a long weekend after playing, 3 games in 11 days. 248-539-9797. I did want to bring this up. I was stunned last night when I saw that the Colts had worked out Philip Rivers. They worked out Philip Rivers Monday. He is 44 years old. Here's the most amazing fact about this. is that the Colts have a 23-year-old quarterback named Riley Leonard who will be their starter unless maybe they sign Phillip Rivers and he starts the Colts after losing Daniel Jones to a torn Achilles. Phillip Rivers' oldest child is his daughter, Haley, who is also 23 years old and 2 months and a week older than Riley Leonard. Phillip Rivers may sign with the Colts. And if he does sign with the Colts, he has a child older than the other quarterback in the room with him. Think about that for a second.
And I think he has enough kids to fill out the offensive side of the ball.
He's got 10 kids, right?
Oh, so one man short?
Yeah. Well, he can quarterback them and the kids can play all the
positions. Oh, yeah, there you go. Exactly.
But, yeah, kind of wild. What'd you think when you saw that story, Kang?
I think what I thought was, does the NFL have a talent problem? Because this is not the first old man out of retirement. You know, right. The teams have been calling back. Like, obviously, we know Frank Ragnow here almost came back. But Jason Pierre-Paul, do you see with the Bucks? He might be signing with the Bucks. He's like 36, 37. He hasn't played in like 5 years. Brandon Graham is back. Last night on the broadcast, I don't know if you watched, Troy Aikman talked about Jason Kelce coming back. These guys are all retired. Where are the players in this league?
Well, do they have a talent issue or do they have a injury issue? But by all means, add an 18th game. They keep adding games. They have more like short turnarounds with Thursday games becoming a regular thing. Then they had a Black Friday game and we got Christmas games. Like it feels like they are putting the players in terrible positions physically and they're running out of players.
So call the oldest ones back.
The ones that are most susceptible to injury, you come back.
Senior discount in the NFL this week.
Feels like it. 248-539-9797. Let's get back to your open line calls. Bob is in Flint and next on 97.1. What's up, Bob?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Always enjoy your show.
Thank you.
My question is, my comment is more along the lines of, about the Lions. I mean, I understand where we're going with this, but here's the issue. And you just said the key word, injuries. I mean, it's Lions General Hospital right now with the amount of injuries we've had in the past 2 or 3 weeks. And if the Lions are going to do something special, you're right, the offense is going to have to really step it up. But the issue would be, are the Lions going to get healthy defensively if they can make the playoffs to make a difference? Because right now they're hurting. And let's face it, a lot of teams in the NFL improved during the offseason. I'm not saying the Lions didn't improve, but it's difficult when you have other teams that have improved markedly, and the Lions really didn't.
Well, in theory, I thought they upgraded a corner, and they were sort of in a position where they would be better defensively if they could keep guys healthy. And then players that were healthy last year, two key contributors, and Brian Branch and Kirby Joseph are now out. And that absolutely stinks. Then you get Terrion Arnold out. There were guys that they rolled the dice with and thought, okay, maybe, just maybe, we can finally get something out of Levi Onwuzurike or Marcus Davenport. Onwuzurike got hurt, is out. Davenport, it just looks like he's never going to be able to do anything here in Detroit. It's, it might be his last stand here in the league, quite frankly. In theory, because it's a cap league, you have to take calculated risks at some places and say, all right, we're going to see if we can save a little money here so we can spend the money there. But yeah, bottom line is other teams have injuries too. That's the one thing that we shouldn't forget, right? It's not just the Lions. You know, the fact that Cowboys last week had an injured starting left tackle and the Lions took advantage of it. So,
sure.
You know, you just hope you have enough guys left standing that are wearing your uniform that can help you win a football game.
The only other point, the only other question I have for you is this. If it hasn't been for the Pistons, I really wouldn't have an interest in watching the NBA. And it seems like football has been struggling a little bit with an image problem over the course of the past 2 or 3 seasons with officiating, with a lot of different things that have headlined the sports. Am I viewing this different, or am I kind of spot on here? Because I'm just not. Like I said, if it wasn't for the Pistons, I wouldn't be watching the NBA. There are just some goofy things that are going on that I'm not really comfortable with in both of these sports right now.
Like what?
Well, I think the gambling aspect has come into play a little bit. I'm not comfortable with the NBA. I think everyone's tired of LeBron, and I don't think there's really any other key players that have come in to the NBA to make an extreme difference to pique anyone's interest at all. I think the Lions have been, or the Pistons have been.
Well, the Pistons being good, Bob, the gambling thing. I mean, if the gambling thing's ruining it for you, I mean, I can't be mad at you. I mean, I think Luka and Steph Curry have been fun players to watch, but they've been players through an era where it's been easy to check out as a Detroiter. If the gambling thing is bothering you, that is something that I would hope that the league is acutely aware of. But you just heard that they just had the highest rated prime game. They just had the highest rated Thanksgiving games of all time. One of them was the highest rated regular season game of all time. You know, if these numbers are accurate, and I have no reason to believe that they aren't, Bob, it's probably more just you, but I'm sure there are people like you. We hear from them all the time. I don't have a problem watching sports because of the gambling. In some ways it makes me actually tune in a little bit more and a little bit, you know, I've discovered that for me, and this only works for me, and I'm not saying if I put a dollar down, a simple dollar down to win 89 cents on a game, I am more interested in the game. Now, that's also a way to keep myself from getting in trouble, but you know, that's, I'm perfectly fine with this world we're living. I am. Now, some people think the NBA gambling probe has undermined the credibility of the game and they have problems watching. And I don't think that's a choice. People say, oh, I'm not going to watch because of that. I think it happens instinctively. You just start to feel, I can't watch this product. I question this product. And if that's you, Bob, so be it. But me personally, hasn't affected my viewing really at all negatively. And apparently the numbers would reflect that more people are watching. 248-539-9797. It's Carson Anderson. Gator is out today. 97.1. Doug Karsh, Gator out today. He'll be back tomorrow. It is the Carson Anderson program. Happy holidays, everybody. Hope you made it through the snow this morning okay as we continue to get hit around Metro Detroit and around the state of Michigan. Kang, I got a question for you as we get closer to Christmas. You're the father of two young girls. We've talked about it quite a bit on the air. The challenges of parenting. We are now empty nesters, so I'm watching you go through stuff, and I'm like, oh, I remember this, I remember that. You did something that I called brilliant. But now I wonder if you are going to regret it. For people who do not have kids, or if you do have kids, you know about this. Every time you walk into a store, and if it has anything that a kid might like, the kid will ask for a toy. They'll ask for candy at the checkout. They'll ask for this cereal. They'll ask for... can we get this bike? Like everything they possibly see.
And they don't stop.
They don't stop. They just keep asking, asking. And I, you know, as a former kid, I remember what it was like. Yeah, I get the excitement of going to the store and asking for things. But you came up with a brilliant plan that was working. Tell the people what you would do when your kids asked for things when you were out at the store.
Yeah, so obviously they keep seeing things they want, shiny things, toys, sugary things, candy, right?
Yep.
And they don't stop asking, like I said. So the only way we could get them to stop asking was we decided to, me and my wife, say, hey, let's take a picture with you and this toy, and maybe Santa Claus or somebody will, you know, buy it for you for your birthday or Christmas. And I said, okay. And so instead of them continually asking, they would just take a picture with it, move on to the next toy. I would take a picture with them and that toy and so forth.
It would appease them in the moment.
In the moment. So they would stop asking for it. They wouldn't want to try to take it home. They put it back on the shelf, right? So this was, maybe a a Band-Aid on a bullet wound. I don't know, but whatever. This is what we did, okay? And it worked. And they had fun with it, and we could go back and look at the pictures. And occasionally I would send them to the family members. Hey, if you're thinking about Christmas or birthdays, this is something that she's
so you started leafing through, like showing me the pictures on your phone.
They're and
the
hilarious.
The greatest thing is your daughters have these giant smiles on their faces. Like they're like, it's almost as if they're
like they got that. We like bought
they
it
got
for
it.
Them.
Yeah. It's like, oh, I'm going to get this. So they take these great pictures. But now.
Oh, I know. Time to pay the piper. Is that what you're asking, Doug? Is it time to pay the piper?
Now, there's positives and negatives here. The positive is you have ready made Christmas lists. Like, you know exactly yeah. oh, what yeah. they want,
yep.
what they've asked for. There's no interpretation.
No, I even take pictures of the prices. Honestly. Well, how much did this cost?
Well, now, okay, fine and dandy. It's been great. However, are you finding that, oh, crap, now we got to get them all this stuff? Or what you always hope as a parent, and every parent employs this strategy, you hope they forget.
Yep. That's the number one goal is you hope they forget. Now, my girls have a pretty good memory, but they're kids still, and they do forget things. So, yes, they definitely have forgotten many of the pictures they've taken, Doug. So that okay. works there. But they don't forget all of it. So I think the key is you do have to eventually get them one or two of those things that they took pictures with, and that suffices, you know? And like I said, I pawn this off to family members and friends as well, godparents, all that stuff.
Right.
Hey, here it is. And so if they get a few of those things, it seems to have worked over the years. But yeah, they do have, they take so many pictures, Doug. My camera roll is them and toys they've never gotten. Okay. And so they forget. I mean, because all these toys seem to blend in together at some point, you know?
Sure.
And so, yeah, it's we'll see how it works this year because they're getting older, Doug.
Yes.
So we'll find out. But so far, it's worked well for me.
On the other end of the spectrum is what do we do with a 23-year-old son?
Who? So is he taking pictures next to cars or what? What is he taking pictures next to?
Well, you know, I mean, my wife sends out an annual because the guessing game of what they like is we've struggled mightily. At like, oh, I think he'll like this. I think they'll like that. And we're always wrong. So we've just kind of gone with straight Christmas lists. And so my wife set out the, you know, asking for Christmas lists and they're kind of at a point where, okay, you're 18, you're 20, you're 23, you're in the real world, but they all respond with lists. And I'm like, at 23?
Yeah, they still want stuff, Doug. I guess they don't stop. But so you don't want to do the old like Amazon gift card.
Well,
or
I mean,
to be
yeah,
more personal?
We do want it to be something more personal because it doesn't. I mean, it gets to the point where it feels like it's simply, "Hey, Merry Christmas! Here's our transaction."
Yeah, right. Yeah,
that's not the way. You don't want it to be that.
Here's a Venmo receipt.
But you also
you could return this if you want.
It's funny because you're sitting there, and I feel like the 18-year-old. He's still kind of in that last vestiges of childhood where his haul on Christmas Day should be bigger than the 23-year-old. And it's going to be. But it's just a strange transition out of childhood and into, because, you know, I mean, we take Christmas really seriously. The kids, to their credit, have said, my God, you guys, when we come downstairs and you can't see the floor, because we don't, you know, we're smart about sort of, hey, if we get this, we can wrap it four different ways and turn this into four gifts instead of one.
Yep.
Just hit them with volume. That's what we've done in the past, but
well,
I don't
now,
know.
Hey, isn't it time for them to return the favor?
Well,
now that they're older?
That's the thing.
See?
Yeah.
No more like socks and ties. You're getting some like that sweet new bike helmet you've been eyeing.
You know what? I should send them the list.
Yes.
That's what I'll do. Actually, I'll send a long Christmas list to the 23-year-old and see what he says.
Yeah, like a sweet GoPro. I don't know if you're into, are you into drones at all? I know you like filming stuff.
Yeah, I got a drone, but I haven't used it in a while. I think I need to get an upgrade.
Well,
maybe
tell them,
it.
And they could all go in together on one gift for you.
That's
that
true.
Way, you know, it's a nice gift. One gift
this
is good.
This is true. But anyway, so good luck with the, I just wanted an update on how things are going with the pictures.
Yeah, we'll see how this goes.
Because I wonder if the kids are keeping receipts, like on Christmas Day, when they're like, well, I took 50 pictures right. and I've got 10 gifts.
Oh,
you
they ran
said
out.
Santa. All right, well, good luck with that. 248-539-9797. Hey, Red Wings won last night. That's 3 out of 4 with a shootout loss mixed in, but 4-0 John Gibson's first shutout as a Red Wing, and oh, don't look now, the Red Wings are back in first place. So, good to see that as they've started to play better and bounce back after. Was it four in a row? I think they'd lost four in a row. So they seem to be playing better, which is good. And we all sit here and await the month of March because that is when has spelled doom for them the last few years. Pistons do not play until Friday because of the goofy NBA Cup thingy. And so they played Saturday. So in the middle of the season, they get this big long break. We got some college basketball tonight. Michigan playing host to Villanova. Villanova is 7-1, but unranked. If you look at the list of teams that they have played, their marquee win is over Temple. Their loss was to the only ranked team they played in BYU. So Michigan has been rolling people. Wolverines are favored by 16.5 against a Villanova team that isn't that far removed from being back-to-back national champions, but they don't appear to be quite the squad that they have been in recent years. But that game's tonight at Chrysler Center. By the way, there's a toy drive tonight. So if you are going to the game, you can participate in the holiday toy drive. All right, Dan Campbell, Lions head coach, joined our morning show. We like to bring you the best, most interesting things he had to say, including if you are a fan that have said, I want to see David Montgomery more involved in the offense, you'll hear his interaction when that was brought up this morning. That is straight ahead here on Carson Anderson on 97.1.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Happy holidays, everybody. Doug Karsh, Gator out today. I got another food take next hour. My food takes, I get laughed at quite often. People point fingers. But I got one next hour that I want to get to and then you can laugh and point fingers. In the meantime, let's talk some Lions. Dan Campbell was on our morning show. Whenever he is on the morning show, we like to kind of sift through it and bring you the most interesting stuff he had to say and then give our two cents on what he had to say. So we'll start with the pass rush. Pass rush was different against Dallas. And, you know, we saw that not only did it result in a Lions win in a game that many people didn't think they would win, Cowboys turned the football over. And Dak Prescott got sacked 5 times. It was a different kind of performance up front defensively. So they brought it up with Dan Campbell, hoping that they have perhaps turned a corner with the defensive front. Here's what the head coach had to say. Okay, so Rams are better at protecting Stafford than Dallas is at protecting Dak Prescott throughout the course of this season. We know the formula. Aiden Hutchinson, if he is going to get extra attention, somebody else needs to be felt. Somebody else needs to make an impact. That person this week was Elkadim Muhammad. It still doesn't mean we don't want production out of Hutch. Hutch had a virtual sack when he was back and forced Dak Prescott to throw that backwards pass that eventually got recovered for a 15-yard loss. That was as good as any sack or TFL. I credit Aiden Hutchinson for that. But that was the formula, and that is something that if they do it again this week, you can hope they can rely on it the rest of the way.
Yeah, Coach Campbell's exactly right. You can't use the same exact scheme against every team. Every offense is different. I think what it comes down to is one that you mentioned at the end, takeaways. They got to find a way to get takeaways. They're just not the type of defense to stop you every time you go on the field. And number two is guys got to win one-on-one battles. You can scheme as much as you can, but at some point, if Hutch is getting doubled or Ali McNeil is getting doubled, the man next to him has to beat his man one-on-one. And if they send a blitz, you got to get there. If it's Jack Campbell, if it's Derek Barnes, you got to go through that running back, whoever's picking up the blitz, the tight end. Like I said, at some point, you have to beat your man one-on-one battles because you can't just scheme a free rusher every single time. And then that pressure leads to turnovers, in which I think the Lions desperately need to help their offense.
And you talk, that's exactly what Campbell talked about the week before. Hey, guys got to win their one-on-ones. Calvin Shepard talked about guys winning their one-on-ones. And we started to see it Sunday. You could say it all you want. You have to do it on the field. All right, the left guard spot. We saw them rotate between Tristan Colon and Miles Frazier. What is the plan moving forward there? Here's what Dan Campbell said this morning. Okay. There's two things there. Think about the absurdity of six practices before you play in an NFL game. And you didn't get destroyed. He had the two false starts, which maybe are to be expected. Only six practices. And then you're going up against Quinnen Williams and Kenny Clark. Now, it's also possible that those guys just had a bad day. Talking about the two Cowboy defensive tackles. But in my view, and remember, Dallas employs a five-man front and sometimes has three defensive tackles on the field. And that's why I want to be optimistic about Frazier, but it's so early. It's more curiosity with a pinch of optimism. Like this could be a massive development for this team down the stretch.
Yeah, it sounds like we're watching a live competition battle when games matter.
Right.
I think, right? Because they want Frazier to win the job. He's younger, he's bigger. I think Clone's more of a natural center than guard. At least, you know, hold this left guard spot down until Mahogany possibly comes back. But yeah, this is important, and he's learning on the job without any real experience. I think he did pretty well for all that being said. Hopefully Frazier is the answer, but it's so early and these games matter, man. And so if he doesn't do the job, obviously they'll go to Cologne if need be quickly.
Yeah. And you know, who knows where Mahogany fits into the mix, because Mahogany could be a difference maker if he gets back and he gets healthy. All right. Amon-Ra was back on the field. You can measure his impact in terms of his stats. You can also measure what he means to the team, just as their overall morale, how much of a boost he provided him. Here's what Dan Campbell said this morning about Amon-Ra. I don't know what percent he was. He made a difference on the field. And it sounded like everybody was fired up to see him. What a draft pick Amon-Ra St. Brown was.
He's an absolute pillar of this team and a culture setter. And it's one of the reasons why they inked him up and locked him up early for a lot of money. And he's totally worth it, not just on the field, but off the field. And even when he can't perform 100% on the field, it's worth it. And so, I mean, you just heard Dan Campbell speak about him. He loves this guy, and he's right. There are more guys than him on this team, but he was one of the first ones they made sure to lock up because of the mentality, the attitude, like I said, the culture. He is a staple pillar, and the Lions are lucky to have him. Lions fans are lucky to watch him every week.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's great to have him back on the field. He made a huge difference in that game against the Cowboys. All right, so here's the interaction. We're going to play this interaction. We get this phone call, and I always love when we can take questions that fans ask us to the people who are decision makers. And we get quite a bit of David Montgomery love. And I understand it. David Montgomery is awesome. But it feels as though as the season has gone on, the offense is starting to shift more and more towards being Jahmyr Gibbs forward. And that means a little bit less of Montgomery. So we get asked that question. Here's Jim Costa bringing it up to Dan Campbell, and you'll hear what Campbell had to say. You know, it's funny that he says that because you look at the number of plays you run in a game. This year for the Detroit Lions, it is varied between 56 plays, which was their season low in the game against, 53 plays was their season low in the game against Kansas City, and their season high is 66, 68 for their game against Washington. When you get to run more plays, you get to get more people involved. When you get the football back from your defense quickly, you get more people involved. When you convert on third down, you get more people involved. And, you know, we've done this for years. Like after every game, I liked it, but where was Laporta? I liked it, but where was J-Mo? I liked it, but where was David Montgomery? Right now, how do you deny Jahmyr Gibbs? In the meantime, you got Tom Kennedy over here, like battling, and looks like he's earning reps on offense. You got Isaac Tesla. Looks like he's earning reps on offense. And every time you go to one person, you don't go to somebody else. I don't know if that is a satisfying answer to the people, but that's how it stands right now in terms of balance.
I don't think Monty's doing anything wrong, but they just scored 44 points. I don't have a problem kind of criticizing the usage of players when you put up 44 points when Jahmyr Gibbs does everything he does, scores 3 touchdowns, has 7 receptions for 77 yards. I don't know how you take Gibbs off the field with his explosiveness, but I do understand that Monty is a guy who can, like Costa was saying, he kind of bruises up the defense, softens them up a bit. But I think the Lions don't like being predictable. So yeah, I mean, we saw a lot of times they're both on the field at the same time. So you don't know. They don't want you to know what's coming, right?
Yeah, we get a lot of calls and questions about play calling and about use of weapons. That's what the head coach had to say. I'm intrigued at your reaction.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Action. 248-539-9797. It's Carson Anderson, 97.1. A lot of feedback coming into the Carson Anderson inbox. Happy holidays, everybody. Doug Karsh, Gator out today. Just played the best of what Dan Campbell had to tell our morning show. We've had other stuff kicking around today here. Here is some of the feedback that we have gotten. First, let's see here. I think the new college format has led to the lack of development into a shortage of talent in the NFL. New college format has led to a lack of development into a shortage of talent in the NFL. So, interesting. I don't know that I would say... I think one thing that's going to happen with NIL, and this is a whole other topic, is players are going to stay in college a little bit longer. Some players, mid-round picks, because you can make money and try and improve your draft status. It makes financial sense. It makes business sense more so to have undeveloped NFL players get another year of seasoning. Prime example of that actually might be Justice Haynes, running back at Michigan, that Sherrone Moore spoke about yesterday. Look, that's the thing about NIL, and I think as we're all trying to adjust, I'm trying to focus on the stuff that I like about it, about the new era of sports. And what I like about NIL is I think it's good for both leagues. I think the NFL gets more seasoned talent showing up in the draft. I think colleges get to hang on to players longer, which the fans like, the schools like. So maybe that trend will start going the other direction. Regarding Miles Frazier, Scott writes in, we're due to have a guy come out of nowhere. I feel like the law of averages owes us. That would be helpful. That would be helpful. What do we got here? The first time he touched the ball against Dallas, he scored. He needs more than seven touches. So this is in regards to David Montgomery. You heard Dan Campbell's answer. If you're comfortable taking touches away from Jahmyr Gibbs, that's fine. If not Jahmyr Gibbs, who do you throw to less? That's fine. The other thing to remember, too, is that games sometimes dictate game plans. I said sometimes. Games always dictate game plans. And so against certain defenses, it probably makes more sense to have a heavier load of David Montgomery. But, we're talking about one of the most explosive players in the NFL. Every time he touches it, he's a threat to go to the house. Just because David Montgomery scored the first time he touched it. You know who else is actually more likely to score the first time he touches it? Is Jahmyr Gibbs. Yeah, first time he touched it against Dallas. That was cool. And I think Montgomery's role is very valuable, and I think Campbell put it well. But you want to take less, you want to take carries away from Jahmyr Gibbs. What I like about it is it takes wear and tear away from Jahmyr Gibbs, but they're playing must-win football now. So whatever it takes to win games. Do you think Bears fans ask for more of Matt Sui and less of Walter Payton? That's from Dave in Chelsea. Wow.
Who was the fullback when Barry was playing? Was it Tommy Vardell or somebody else? Was it Touchdown Tommy? Was
Steven Touchdown? Schlesinger? Or was that after?
Were people calling for? They were probably calling for more Schlesinger.
You know
actually.
What? There was Derek Moore. Derek Moore was in the mix there. He played some fullback. I'm willing to bet the person who has the least problem with Montgomery playing less is Montgomery. His legs get saved for the latter part of his career. That's from Greg in Detroit. Interesting take. If Phillip Rivers wants to come back to the NFL, he must be expecting triplets or something. That's from Chad.
Man, he needs the money. Isn't he like a high school football coach or something?
He was doing something like that. I thought he was coaching his son.
Which one?
Yeah, right? I think he's got seven girls and three boys. One of his sons is named Gunner, I believe. What is Phillip Rivers doing now? All it's going to show up is he's trying out for the Colts. But I think he was coaching high school football. Yeah. St. Michael's Catholic in Fairhope, Alabama. Duh. Phillip Rivers had a workout with the Colts yesterday. Good morning. It has a full week of shootouts. Good morning. It has a week full of shootouts of one type or another. Due to injury and fatigue, every good offense is creating an extra 1 to 2 scoring opportunities. Making good on those opportunities is the key to success, wins. If anybody knows each other's strengths and weaknesses at quarterback, it's the Rams and the Lions. Our kicking game may prove critical. Bold-ass prediction, Lions 42, Rams 38. That's from Paul in Blue Rock, Ohio. Early call in the week here. But it is a massive, massive football game. From Scott, regarding Phillip Rivers, Unitas isn't answering his phone. You know, on this morning on Get Up, they brought up Tom Brady. If you're going to call, you're going to call Philip Rivers, do you also call Tom Brady? And just say, why the hell not? I mean, at this point, what difference does it make? Kick the tires on Tom Brady? Look, the Colts are a team that, to their credit, they kind of went all in. They made the two first-round picks. They gave up the two first-round picks for Sauce Gardner. And now the delicate nature of the way this thing works, you lose your quarterback to a torn Achilles. I feel so bad for Daniel Jones. Daniel Jones, I would hate to play in New York. I'm not wired to play in New York. I think playing in New York would suck. But he gets out of New York. He starts to flourish. And is finding that Daniel Jones 2.0 is working. And he tears his Achilles. Achilles injuries, first of all, the number of them has to be up. Secondly, they're like the new knee. They're hard to come back from. Here's poor Philip Rivers having a career resurgence in a town that loves him. After getting beat up in New York, bouncing around, cast off by a team that would have loved to have had him in Minnesota, and finds a home in Indy and is crushing it, and he tears his Achilles. Man, I feel so bad for the guy.
Yeah, he was obviously pretty pissed and frustrated. You see him slamming his helmet onto the ground. Mm-hmm. And I think there was video of him kind of clutching his Achilles like the play or two before. Like maybe it was already sore or something. You know what I mean? It was already something compromised, right? And then obviously he steps back and he tears his Achilles on the next play. Yeah, that sucks. I mean, but we talk about the resurgence of quarterbacks in the right situation. You know, quickly, the league and fans and media are quick to give up on a guy when a lot of times it depends on the situation they're in. You talk about being in New York. I mean, maybe that just wasn't for Daniel Jones. Now to call on a 44-year-old Achilles instead of one that has a ruptured Achilles, I guess, seems like the better option for them. This is insane.
It really is. And poor Daniel Jones. But, hey, we have our share of injuries here, too. I guess we're so focused on that, but... Man, we've had our share of bad luck. Daniel Jones has had some really, really bad luck. 248-539-9797. Phone calls, feedback. Champ and Chump are posted on our website. Go see who won Champ and Chump of the weekend at 971theticket.com. Told you who the champ was earlier in the show, and I got an observation about the champ we'll get to at 12:02. Also, there's a report out there from an insider. I just cannot understand why we continue to be linked to this person. Somebody's going to have to explain to me, and I'm open to suggestions. Why are we continually linked to this person? We'll get to that at 12:05 here on Carson Anderson on 97.1.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.